In Parshat Nitzavim, Moshe's grand oratory comes to a close, and in Parshat Vayelech, he turns to the process of writing the Torah down. The Parsha records two distinct acts of writing, in two very different styles, a book and a poem. The writing of the book is first described in a very general way, simply as Moshe writing down this Torah, seemingly of his own initiative. Vayichtov Moshe ta Torah hazot. Moshe wrote down this Torah and gave it to the priests, sons of Levi, who carry the Ark of the Covenant of the Eternal, and to the elders of Israel. We've seen images of Moshe writing things down in books, here and there, earlier in the Torah's narrative. But it's in last week's Parsha, Ki Tavo, that Moshe begins to refer to the Torah itself as a book, Sefer HaTorah, the Book of the Torah. This usage continues into our Parsha, which opens by calling the whole congregation into what it calls the covenant that is written in this book of the Torah, HaKtuvah BaSefer HaTorah HaZeh. What Moshe hands to the priests, then, is presumably meant to be the final record of that book. Yet, before the book of the Torah is declared complete, God suddenly intervenes and tells Moshe to add something else, in another form of writing. Ve'ata kitvu lechem et ha'shira hazot. Now, write for yourselves this poem, and teach it to the people of Israel. Put it in their mouths, so that this poem will be a witness for me with the people of Israel. Again, there is the use of the definite article, hazot, this. What is this poem? Rashi and the Ramban both understand it to refer to the upcoming Hazinu poem that will make up most of next week's Parsha. So Moshe does as instructed and undertakes a second act of writing. Vayichtov Moshe et ha'shira hazot, Moshe wrote down this poem on that day and taught it to the children of Israel. It's only then, two verses later, that the Torah reports that the book writing project has been completed as well. Vayi kechalot Moshe lichtov et divrei haTorah hazot al sefer ad tumam. So it was that Moshe completed writing the words of this Torah upon a book to the very end. When Moshe first wrote down the Torah in book form and delivered it to the priests, he likely assumed he was handing over a finished product. But it's only after Moshe has written the additional poem that the words of the Torah are described as completed to their very end. This sequence signals strongly to us that the process of writing the Torah down can't be considered complete without poetry. Moshe's first attempt to write the Torah down was pragmatic, writing as a form of record-keeping. He wanted to preserve the history of the Israelite journey and the legal terms of the covenant so that they would not be forgotten. His mission was, quite literally, prosaic, and surely there is a need for that kind of writing in the Torah. But God signals to Moshe that the book of the Torah, in order to earn its place as sacred scripture, must be more than just a record. It must also contain beauty and rhythm, majesty and metaphor. It must use writing not only as a utilitarian form of communication, but also as an artistic form, an attempt to capture something transcendent in words. The act of writing down the Torah must also contain a poetic element. That emphasis on the essential place of poetry in the experience of the Torah is echoed even further in Parshat Vayelech's final verse. Vaydaber Moshe ba'oznei kol kahal Yisrael et divrei hashira hazot ad tumam. Moshe spoke in the ears of the whole community of Israel the words of this poem to their very end. The echo in that closing phrase, ad tumam, to the very end, exactly as the words of the book were described, suggests that not only is the writing of the Torah incomplete without poetry, but that the words of Torah only reach their very end, the fulfillment of their potential, when they're chanted aloud, as poetry was in the ancient world. So when we hear the Torah chanted aloud in shul every week, even if the content happens to be prosaic, we are participating in the poetic form of the Torah. The addition of this poem in Moshe's process of writing the Torah teaches us something about the qualitative nature of Torah. But it also carries some potential implications for our practice. In Maimonides' standard account of the 613 commandments, the last commandment in the Torah is derived from the very verse in our parsha in which God tells Moshe, "Now write for yourselves this poem, Kitvu lechem et hashira hazot." A midrash from Sifrei Devarim, noting the plural "for yourselves," understands this charge not only as a completion of Moshe's act of writing the Torah, but also a mandate that every person write their own complete Torah scroll. The last mitzvah in the Torah is quite a challenging one. One must study the scribal arts, procure the right parchment, and spend hours carefully transcribing the whole Torah word for word. This mitzvah is so difficult to accomplish that the poskim discuss whether or not it can be fulfilled by paying someone else to do it, or even just by studying from a Torah scroll. Few people manage to do the writing itself. Whether or not one is ambitious enough to take on the project of writing an actual Torah scroll, the derivation of this mitzvah from a verse that tells us to write ourselves a poem suggests that we ought to take seriously the possibility that we are all, in a sense, obligated to write a poem to the Torah. That is, a full experience of Torah should not only be a receiving of the record of the teachings of our God and our teachers, but also a responding with words of our own, words of praise and lament, words of faith and fear, words of poetry and song, words as witnesses to our experience of Torah.